This is a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined here by Sam Hansen, a.k.a. PNC. We're going to be talking about new single Zigzag featuring David Dellis. How are we doing this morning, Sam?
What's up, my man? I'm good, bro. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very chill. The sky is very blue, very very clear weather, which is lovely. How's it up in the Mount?
Yeah, it's good, man. It's clear here, too. It's just been, well, I think it's cold. It's not as cold as where you are, though, so I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, disrespecting, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry, bro. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, no.
I talked to my brother quite recently who lives in Melbourne, and they are getting down to, like, zero. And that, I mean, that's cold for us. That's cold for anyone. So I can't imagine what they go through. Yeah.
In Melbourne, damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Crazy. Real brutal stuff. So we're here to talk about your single Zigzag featuring David Dellis. Did you also consider Hugh Houston, Alexander Austin, Gary Galveston, or Eli El Paso?
Wait, what is...
they're all just names that have alliteration and the last name is another city in Texas. Very, very dumb joke. Very dumb joke.
I guess, bad. I should have whipped that out. It's so funny how he used to be Kansai when his name is like... That's like a wrestler's name or something. That's like David a superhero Dallas. Name, right?
Yeah.
David Dellis?
Yeah, it
his
is.
His actual name was like... You didn't need to ever have a name, bro.
No. It's legendary from the start, eh?
Yeah.
So the first half of the track features these real, like, rewindy sounding synth tones. It's got a canopy of sub bass. It's also got some kind of apparating drums that come in, come out. And then the track pulls a complete 180 and embraces these real 80s synths and picks up a bit of a fat trap beat. Was this your first time crafting a song that goes in two split ways? And what was the motivation for doing so?
Oh man, that was a real in-depth review there, man. What was the inspiration? So the inspiration was I did want to make two different kind of songs with Dave. The first one, like I'm talking about, kind of like a smooth, laid-back kind of one. But then I wanted something that was a bit more like, yeah, like hype or something that people would listen to at like the gym or something. So we were working on them both at the same time. And it's both the producer, Matt Miller, made both beats. And then we realized we could kind of put them together. So it is stuff we've done before. I've done, especially on, I did like mixtape stuff in that. I guess we were real, the first kind of guys that were doing that was sort of in that mid-2000s, even like Timbaland and Justin Timberlake in that. You were getting a lot of that like experimentation of it turning into a whole different song, Frank Ocean and those kind of guys. So we have done stuff like that before. This is probably the most, the first time it's really two actual songs. I mean, it's like nearly 6 minutes long. So yeah, it is the first time we've done it like that.
Mm. Travis Scott also comes to mind because he tends to do quite a lot of those type songs.
And Sicko Mode with Travis Scott and Drake, I guess that's an ultimate example of it, right?
Yeah. Also that song of theirs, Oh My This Side with Quavo from Rodeo.
Oh, bro. Oh, dog. That's my favorite Travis Scott song, bro.
That album is littered with beautiful tracks. That album to bits. I think it's, I can't tell, it might be you who mentioned the song, but there's a mention that someone used to play Halo in the track. Because they're like throwing frags like Halo. Are you playing any video games at the moment?
Nah, I'm not. That's Dave who mentioned
Dave.
That.
Is Dave so a bit of a gamer?
He's a next level gamer. I think Street Fighter is his ultimate thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it always has been Street Fighter for him. But he was huge on Halo in the what would that be? Like 2000. What is that? Like 2008? Maybe 2000, mid-2000s, I think.
Halo 3 might have come out in that era, but... Yeah, Halo 2, maybe 2004. Halo is such an old game. It's a beautiful game, though. It goes hard.
He's a big gamer, Dave.
Are you more of an in-real-life gamer with, like, sports, or...
I was strictly sports games. I was actually huge on NBA 2K, and then I felt like I actually had to quit. It was like... taking over my life.
As soon as
it went online... And you know, the internet got fast enough, and I was like, this is never ending. So I had to, I'm a basketball sort of fanatic as well. So I stopped playing in probably like 2012, I think was the last one I played.
Mm-hmm. Haven't gone back in it since.
Nah, bro, I gotta stay away.
Nice. Like, nice. I'm like that, but with like grand strategy games. I get really invested into them. I get real, I get real nerdy about that shit.
That's me. That's cool, man.
It's good to be nerds.
Yeah.
You've worked with David Dallas a few times before, even going back to like all the way back to 2006. How did you guys originally link up, and what makes David such a fierce MC to spit with?
We first linked up way back. This is like early 2000s. That's how old I am, man. And it was through the internet forums. There used to be a forum called Hip Hop NZ, which is where a lot of guys started out. And I think we just talked through there mainly. I put demos up there and he talked to him. Then I moved to Auckland and I worked on P Money's Magic City album, and Dave was working on it as well. And then I actually ended up being signed to P Money's label, which Dave was signed to as well. So it all kind of, real quickly, we just sort of, we just liked all the same kind of music as well. We were like big Jay-Z fans, and back then when Jay-Z wasn't that big here, those kind of like even more like what you'd say commercial artists or something. So we same taste in music, and then we started just ending up on songs together, especially through P Money stuff. And then so he's just he's always been the one of the best rappers in New Zealand. When he was I remember he was in the battle, I first heard about him when he there used to be a thing called Battle for Supremacy, and it was like battling, you know, like 8 Mile style, and he right won battle. It, I think. He won. So I think that's when I first heard of him. He's an all round like amazing rapper, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely spit some fire on the track. The PR release for Zigzag mentions that you wanted to go back to an era where strong lyricism was in the mainstream. Was that the 1990s like golden age, or more of the bling era for you? What was that vibe like for you?
Yeah, I guess the 90s is definitely the one you sort of think of off the bat. And a lot of it, like early 2000s, I think was maybe the peak of rapping, especially, say, someone like Eminem with his sort of Marshall Mathers, Eminem Show, that kind of era is when I think, and Jay-Z, who I mentioned before, like the Blueprint stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that was kind of the pinnacle for me, especially when you're talking about like rapping like that on songs for the radio, you know. In saying that, it's not like that's not a thing nowadays. There's still like great rappers putting out songs that are huge. It's just that was definitely a focus of it when we made it.
It definitely was. Nowadays the lyrical barrier for entry is much lower. It's more about vibes.
you know, it's, what do you call it? It's like punchin' rapping a lot nowadays, which is, you know, guys do a line, then they do another line, and there's a lot of vibe stuff, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But yeah, I take ages to write and overthink the verses and that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's some real good stuff on the underground lately, though. I've been jamming a little bit of Carr. Are you familiar with Carr?
Nah.
Oh, he is like real. He's quite dark. He's quite dark.
Yeah.
He's, volunteer firefighter in New York, and that's like rappers' side hustle, and he's just constantly rapping about like, man, we don't care enough about the people who need it the most. He's quite like nihilistic about the rap scene.
Crazy.
If you want some real dark rhymes, you should listen to him.
I'll check him out for sure.
For sure, man. This track, Zigzag, is the third installment of your Unbothered Rapper project, which involves you releasing 10 singles over a calendar year. How is the project going? I mean, there's 7 songs still left to go. There's only 4 months left in the year. How are you going to suss that out?
Yeah. It's a year. So I put the first one out in
February?
No, it came out in May.
Okay, so you got quite a while.
Yeah, I got a while. I might, like you said, it could be, I am doing it sort of like freestyling it, so there could be a chance where like something gets, maybe gets held up, maybe I can drop 2 at once or something, you know what I mean? It's just, it is kind of a way to just see how we go with it and where it takes us, and it is a bit of pressure as well, I guess.
Yeah.
I kind of like that way of doing it as well, kind of forces you to stay focused and get things out there.
Do you plan on maybe releasing like a vinyl with a supercut of all the 10 tracks or CDs or anything?
Yeah, that's always been the idea. wait till it's all finished at the end. Because this was, I think I have talked about it before, but going back like 15 years, we used to talk about this, especially in New Zealand, this idea of like just putting out singles, and that the album is kind of like a greatest hits. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, it's like you put them all together at the end, and that can be the physical album. This is back when you still used to sell albums in shops. But yeah, so definitely vinyl at the end would be awesome as a way to sort of like cap it off. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That'd be real sick. You've probably been asked this before, but I'm curious. Was Troy Kingy's 10-10-10 undertaking a motivation for you?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, really? Was that just coincidence?
Just a coincidence. Yeah, he's the man. Now, the 10 was just, I don't know, there's a lot of great albums that are 10 tracks, and 10, it always seems like a good number to me. Like, I think
it's very rounded, it's 10. A very round number, you know?
Yeah, and not like, not over-committing or anything. Mm-hmm. I think 10 just made sense to me. Mm-hmm. 10 and 10 within 12 months kind of made sense, yeah.
Yeah. Especially when a lot of, I guess, mainstream modern rap stuff tends to be quite bloated. I think 10 tracks is quite good. Like, I don't know, I think the last two Migos albums have been like around 2 hours each, which is insane.
I think they do it to like hack the charts, right? Like,
yeah, they call it streaming fodder. Yeah.
It's funny because that's what it was like in the 90s. They used to put skits on their albums because they got paid more.
Really? Cracker.
That's all just happening again, man.
Yeah.
It's a cycle, right?
Man, it's funny going back to some of those albums because some of those skits just haven't aged well at all.
Oh, man.
They're like, I just want to get to the song.
That was always... I used to hate when the skit would be at the start of the song and you're just like...
Oh, you have to be a witness.
Yeah.
Man, lastly, while I have you this morning, do you have any plans to come to Ōtepoti anytime soon and do a show?
Not immediate plans, as I don't really have any sort of live touring sort of stuff sorted. I've been asked this a lot. Towards summer is when we sort of like make that happen. Like, this whole process has just been sort of like putting out songs, seeing where things take me, and I guess the live performance thing hasn't been a focus, but it's starting to become one now. And yeah, that's definitely one of the spots where I have to go. I always love performing down there, and mm-hmm. it's great. Everyone's just really cool.
Yeah, man. And honestly, Ōtepoti doesn't have a super huge rap scene, and whenever a rapper does come down, it's great. Like when Homebrew came down early in the year, huge turnout. So I think you definitely have a lot of love down here.
Ah, sick, man. Look forward to it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It was great chatting with you this morning. I hope you have a lovely day, my friend.
You too, man. I'm sure we'll catch up soon.
Yes, for sure. When the next song drops, hit me up.
Yeah.
For sure,
man.
Awesome. Cheers,
thank
man.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Sweet. That was Sam Hansen, a.k.a. PNC, talking about his new track, Zigzag, which you can find all over the streaming world, all over the internet, really. It's 10:44 here on the Radio 1 Breakfast, brought to you by Azhu. Coming up very shortly, we have In The Loop with Jemima Lorimer, where we talk about news. But first, here is PNC with Zigzag, featuring David Dallas. You listen to The One. Take care, mate.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.